This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, yeah. What's going on, DMV? You know who it is, Youngest in Charge Movement. Linnell Willingham here with you live and local on 106.7 The Fan. And always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Ride with me. And I'll take you up to 12:15 here on this abbreviated Sunday afternoon edition of Overtime. Plenty to get to. We had a mad sprint to noon Eastern time. Caps hockey coming up on the other side of myself. They've got a 12:30 face-off at home as they take on the Utah Hockey Club. Obviously, we are on Alex Ovechkin watch as he searches for goal number 880 coming up here tonight as the Capitals try to make it three in a row. They were victorious over Philadelphia on Thursday night. And it was one of those games where, you know, it feels like to me, and I guess you can go back to the Ottawa loss and the Winnipeg loss as well, the effort of this group has been phenomenal. They find a way to get a point no matter what. They've gone down in a lot of these games. They've continued to battle back. They're a feisty group is how I would describe them as we sit here right now, second most points in the NHL. And for as special of a season as it was for the Washington Commanders, now that our focus has kind of shifted toward the offseason, we got to show some love to the Washington Capitals. They are in the midst of a special season. I don't know how this thing finishes. Based on the way Alex Ovechkin is playing, though, I would be hard-pressed to get to the end of the season, and he did not break Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He is on a ridiculous clip right now. It's goals in four straight games for the Grade 8, and I know everyone's laughing about the one that he got against Florida on Tuesday night, doing it, you know, at the very tail end of regulation, but like he's playing really well. They're getting good play in net from Charlie Lindgren and Logan Thompson. So it's been fun to watch that group. They come up following myself here at 12:30. John Walton, Ken Sabourin on the call right here on The Fan. It is Super Bowl Sunday. What do you want to say, Vic?
I wanted to add this is also a revenge game for Alex Ovechkin and the Caps playing Utah.
Isn't this what he got hurt?
Yeah, Jack McBain of Utah was the one that injured.
Earlier this year. Okay.
Although it was unintended, as they say.
Quote, unquote, we'll see.
Right, but I mean, it'll be interesting to see the fans if they, when McBain touches the puck for the first time, if the fans
are
going to.
What the reaction is, yeah.
Yeah, what the reaction, and Spencer Carberry, the head coach of the Caps, has said that there's no animosity, there's not going to be.
Oh, bull crap.
They said they handled their business in Utah back then when Tom Wilson got into a fight with him. And that business, the score was settled.
Tom Wilson fights for fun.
But they said the score was settled back in Utah, whatever it was, a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So we'll see if that holds up, you know, if tempers start to flare up.
I'm all for it.
Because once the puck drops, you know, you could say like, oh, Everything's cool.
No big deal.
But then you realize this is the guy that cost Alex Ovechkin a couple of months. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. That's an interesting subplot that you just mentioned, man. Yeah, I expect it to be extremely physical. Cap's going to, I would think, right, Vic, squeeze out all the energy they have tonight before the Four Nations break. They'll be off for a couple of weeks before they return on the road to take on Pittsburgh. So make sure you keep it locked right here on The Fan all day long. Caps Utah, Ovi, searching for goal number 880 as he continues to chase down Wayne Gretzky for the NHL's all-time goal-scoring record. As I was about to say, it is Super Bowl Sunday in the National Football League. Eagles and Chiefs. And anybody, and I'm already getting text messages from my guy Scrap, big time Eagles fan. He's been texting me all weekend long. I will say this about all of the Eagles fan, all of Bird Nation, the Eagles flock, so to speak. Going around in the DMV this weekend, running errands, signing autographs, kissing babies, the whole nine, right? There is more Philadelphia Eagle apparel in the DMV than I could ever remember seeing. I saw more Eagles apparel, more of that ugly-ass Kelly Green. I saw more of that this weekend than I am accustomed to seeing. And it was a stunner because you don't really view this as an Eagles, as Eagles territory. But I would have to say after going out this weekend, there are more Eagles fans here in the DMV than I am comfortable with. It's the best way that I would put it. Obviously, Super Bowl coming up later tonight. You can hear the big game right here on 106.7 The Fan, courtesy of Westwood One. Eagles and Chiefs, a potentially history-making Super Bowl Sunday as Pat Mahomes and Kansas City go for their third consecutive Super Bowl. Would be the first time in NFL history that we have seen this happen. And I have to say, when you think about what this game represents, when you think about the importance for both sides, I think you honestly look at it like, this is the best Super Bowl, in my opinion, in a while. And I'll pat myself on the back, as I'm accustomed to doing. This was, to me, the matchup that I predicted back in August when we were first making our prediction, who would win the division, who would you know, punch their ticket to the conference title. I've had Eagles and Chiefs all year long. I have long felt that 1 through 53, Philadelphia has the best roster in the National Football League. I don't think there's much of a question about that. I think when the Giants missed the boat this offseason and somehow, some way, allowed Saquon Barkley to end up in Philadelphia, that to me was kind of all she wrote for the rest of the NFC. This is the best offensive line in football. It's one of the best wide receiver duos in the National Football League. It's the best defense in the National Football League. The Achilles heel of the Philadelphia Eagles, the one reason why I am not gung-ho about this group and why I am confident that Pat Mahomes and company will make history later tonight, the one reason I can't all the way lean into Philadelphia, their fake chain-wearing, arrogant, cocky, overrated $200 million running back. That is the only reason I cannot fully get behind the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think when you take a look at tonight's matchup from a X's and O's standpoint, if you are Kansas City, this is the key. And we saw this against Buffalo. You have to get yourself into third and manageable. You cannot put yourself in obvious passing situations against this Eagles defense because their front four, and mind you, I'm just speaking about the front four, they can get pressure on their own. Vic Fangio has been, in this Eagles defense, they've been very consistent in terms of who they are defensively. They don't try to confuse you pre-snap. They don't try to, you know, rotate post-snap. They are who they are. They're going to play their match zone, and they are reliant and dependent upon that front four wreaking havoc. Now, Jalen Carter, as we know, has this year, last year, continued to assert himself as arguably the most dominant defensive player in the National Football League. I am a huge Jalen Carter fan. You got to have two sets of hands on him at all times. If you are Kansas City, Creed Humphrey, who I consider the best center in the sport, that's the matchup to me. Will Kansas City allow Philadelphia's front four to ruin this football game? If they can keep them at bay and live in these third and manageable situations, it's very easy what it comes down to. Which quarterback do you trust most? And I think clearly the answer to that question is Patrick Mahomes. And it is not perfect talking about what Kansas City's done this year, but all they've done is once again punch their ticket to the big dance, 15-2 during the regular season, and Pat Mahomes continuing to write the script of what I believe is the greatest career in the National Football League at the quarterback position. Tonight, I think he solidifies it. It's not going to be easy, right? But I think tonight is when he gets it done. One X factor in this football game, and I was made privy to this on Wednesday when we got to talk to Lindsey Rhodes of Sumersports.com. Devontae Smith, in his last three games against in the last three games against Kansas City Chiefs defense, has gone over 100 yards. So if you're looking for something to sprinkle a little cash on here this afternoon from a prop standpoint, Devontae Smith versus Kansas City, he's known to go Kanye crazy. So take that for what you want. I don't know if you FanDuel it. I don't know if you bet MGM it. I don't know if you ESPN bet it. Find your Devontae Smith receiving prop and smash it. I expect him to have a pretty decent day against this Philadelphia secondary, a group that, for my money, has played as well as anybody in the National Football League. Cooper DeJean, Quinion Mitchell, Darius Slay. They're a formidable group. Are they good enough to slay the dragon that is Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs? 1-800-636-1067. A lot more to get to. Well, let's hear from John Keim in the ESPN Cleveland Browns Insider a little bit later on in the show as we begin to look ahead of the Commanders offseason and revisit just how much it is going to take to get Myles Garrett here in our nation's capital. I'm with you Monday through Friday this week, 6:30 to 10 on overtime. We will get our positional preview series underway as well. We'll recap every position on the Washington Commanders and look at how they plan to address that coming up this offseason. Our pal Logan Paulson going to join us to help us do that right now. Unfortunately, we go out to the phone. Scrap is in Gaithersburg. I figured if there was going to be a day that you showed your ass, it was going to be today.
No.
Hey, man.
What's up, brother? How you?
He couldn't reach me by text. He couldn't reach me by instant message.
I called you 3-4 times.
Called me three, four times. Look, I'm in work this mode.
Man, it's a great day to be a Birds fan. I just wanted to call in. Didn't I tell you stop calling my quarterback a $200 million running back?
What is he?
You cannot be poisoning these airways with that foul talk, man.
Hey, man. I'll say this about your quarterback. We've had numerous of discussions. If they win today, it's because of him. That's what I would say.
If they win today, it's because of him.
It's because he made one more play than the other team. But I don't see it going that way. You know I don't see it going that way.
I know. Is he better than Jaden Daniels?
Hey, you know what? For you to bring that to my show, man. That's all right.
Hey, man, go ahead, do your thing, man. I'll talk to you later. Go Birds, baby.
I can't believe this is how we're starting the morning. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM at National Harbor Lister Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at @NELL_BTP. We've heard from our resident Eagles fan here this morning. We'll take you up to 12:15. Caps hockey on the other side of myself. Alex Ovechkin searching for goal number 880 in the career. When we come back, we will begin to take a look ahead. Big offseason coming for the Washington Commanders. One of the hot-button topics for the Burgundy and Gold. What is too much to give up for pass rusher Myles Garrett? Lucky for us, our pal John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN, got to sit down with Cleveland and their ESPN reporter, and they dished on what is too much? What will be the ultimate asking price for pass rusher Myles Garrett? We'll let you hear from those two next here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, over-designed, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Still rocking and rolling here on this Sunday afternoon edition of Overtime. It's the Youngest in Charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 12:15. Caps hockey coming up after myself, John Walton, Ken Sabrin on the call. 12:30 face-off pregame coverage gets going right here on The Fan at 12:15. The chase for greatness continues for the great Alex Ovechkin, searching for goal number 880 as he continues his pursuit of Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He'll be back at home this evening to try and accomplish that feat. We will see if Ovi can make it 5 straight games lighting the lamp for the great one, Alex Ovechkin. Make sure you keep it locked on The Fan all afternoon long to hear Caps hockey. And then the main event, Super Bowl 59, down in New Orleans. Your favorite personalities from The Fan have been down there all week long. The big game happens today, Kansas City and Philadelphia. Can Pat Mahomes and company make history? Can Pat Mahomes and company make history? And I will say this about Kansas City. Like I continue to say, for anybody that looks at Washington's season and says, well, oh, you should have lost to the Giants because Malik Nabers dropped the ball. Oh, you should have lost to Chicago because of the Hail Mary. You should have lost to Dallas. You won on the last second a touchdown from McLaurin. Look at Kansas City's season. How many one-possession, one-score games they were in this year? That, to me, is not some sort of crutch for a football team. It is the mark of greatness. And I think you can say that with Washington, and you can say it with Kansas City. To be comfortable in those high-pressure, high-impact moments, I think, kind of shows what type of football team you are. We know Kansas City is a group that is primed to be here. I didn't even realize this. And it's why I'm about to make the statement I'm going to make. Pat Mahomes is undefeated in the divisional round of the postseason. He's never lost in the divisional round of the postseason. The worst that he's finished in his career since taking over as a starter has been the conference championship, where he's got one loss there. Back to Joe Burrow and the Bengals a couple of seasons ago. What they do is win. And if he is able to pull it off today, against the Eagles team that gets after the quarterback, against the Eagles team that has a litany of talent within the secondary, if he's able to do it today, I'm going to start talking crazy about Pat Mahomes. And when I say crazy, it may be crazy to you, it may be crazy to your friend, maybe crazy to your parents, whoever you listened and follow sports with, maybe crazy to the general public. But if Pat Mahomes wins today and captures his third consecutive Super Bowl, it'd be the first time that feat has been accomplished in NFL history. If he does it tonight, I know Tom Brady's going to be on the call, and we'll get his commentary and thoughts on Pat Mahomes all night. But if 15 does it tonight, I am declaring him the greatest quarterback of all time. If Pat Mahomes is able to win tonight against Philadelphia, I am declaring Pat Mahomes the greatest quarterback of all time. It's not even close to me. It's not even close. Because when you look at this thing, right, physically, the numbers are very, very close. If you argue, right, If you argue that Brady is still the GOAT because he's got more rings, right? I think that'll be the argument that people really want to get into and people really want to have. That's fine. But let's just look at this, right? Let's just look at this. From a record-wise, in the regular season, Pat Mahomes has a better record, 89-23, better completion percentage for his career. Now he's on pace to pass Tom Brady in terms of passing yards, touchdowns. So I just look at it through the first 7 years of Pat being a starter. That's where I think the conversation becomes more substantial. You look at it, Pat's got 111 starts through 7 years. Brady has 110. Pat Mahomes has a better record, better completion percentage, more passing yards, more touchdowns, fewer interceptions, almost over 1,000 more rushing yards. And then he's got double his rushing touchdowns. So Mahomes has the decisive edge over Brady in the numbers department through their first 7 years. If he gets his third straight Super Bowl, why should I not consider Pat Mahomes the greatest quarterback of all time? And I know what people are going to say. Oh, it's longevity. You got to do it for a long time. I could care less about that. History is history. We have never in the history of this sport seen a quarterback lead his team to three straight Super Bowl victories. If Pat Mahomes is able to accomplish that here this afternoon, I look at it, I look at things completely different. I just do. And the numbers are one thing. You can't tell me watching these two guys play, right? And the numbers are one thing. You can't tell me watching these two dudes play that Pat Mahomes isn't more physically gifted than Tom Brady. That is the advantage that Pat has already that no one can argue with. Arm talent, mobility, the ability to throw from different arm angles. I don't think it is much of a conversation if you're just looking at physical traits. And then add in Pat Mahomes' ability to run the football. When you're looking at it from just a physical attribute standpoint, I think there's no debate that Pat Mahomes is better than Tom Brady. But here is the difference with Tom Brady. And I don't know how many of you were able to catch Brady sitting down with Colin Cowherd this past week down in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. Hearing Tom Brady give away his secret sauce, so to speak. And it's secret sauce. I say that, put it in quotation marks, right? He spoke about why he is so great. And it's not about how hard he can throw the football. It's not about how fast he can run. It's not about how accurate he is. It's not even about how good of a leader he is. It's the work that he did Monday through Saturday, watching tape, putting himself in the best position possible to go out on game days and have success. That, to me, is the difference in why Tom Brady is what Tom Brady is. And I bring that up to say this, keeping it local. We've got a guy here in Jaden Daniels who I consider to be Brady-esque when it comes to preparation, when it comes to maximizing the time during the week, Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday. That, to me, is where games are won. You can go out on Sunday and you can take your creatine and you can take your pre-workout and you can have your smelling salts. All of that is fine and dandy. But if you did not put in the prerequisite work Monday through Saturday, you aren't going to be able to have success in this league. And I think what we're seeing right now, and I'm glad Jaden Daniels has been so vocal about the impact of virtual reality and how that has helped him out throughout his career to this point. I'm so glad that he's been vocal about that because it's a part of the preparation. It's why he is a sicko. It is why he is absolutely one of the best. 1-800-636-1067 is the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL underscore BTP. Steve is in Silver Spring. Wants to chime in. What's up, Steve?
Linnell, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. How you doing? Appreciate you calling, man.
Yeah, man. Love your show. I love all your shows.
Appreciate you, man.
Respectfully disagree with you. I know you're a little younger, Linnell. I'm 55. Ask your boy Doc Walker and Brian Mitchell.
Uh-huh.
Like, for me, Montana was the greatest I've ever seen do it.
Now, that's an interesting take.
Okay. I know he doesn't have back-to-back threes or whatever. But for me, he's the greatest I've ever seen do it. Over top of it. I'm 55. He's over top of Tom. Even now, I would say Tom is the most winningest. But the greatest I've ever seen do it was Montana. As a matter of fact, my dad had a post route for the Washington Post, so I used to go over to the RFK Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
I was there over at, I saw it from ground level, man. This dude was, man, this dude was something else, man. Ask your boy Doc and Brian Mitchell. I'm going to tell you something. And the other thing is, as for my quarterback, the best quarterback in the league right now, to me, is Joe Burrow. If Joe had any kind of defense,
I would say this, Steve. Burrow played his ass off this year. Now, to your point, the defense couldn't stop a runny Fawcett. But he played his ass off.
Oh my God, man! This dude is phenomenal, man. I get the privilege to watch every game every week because of the cable service that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And man, let me tell you something. This guy got some skills, man, that I it's just hard to mimic.
He's part of the four horsemen, as I like to call him, Steve. It's Burrow, it's Josh Allen, it's Pat Mahomes, Lamar, and then I guess it's And then that's the four horsemen, the best four.
I would say, yeah. For me right now, I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL.
That's a bold statement,
Steve. He just doesn't have – Patrick Mahomes has some freaks over on the defensive side of the ball, plus the coordinator.
For sure, yeah.
Joe Burrow doesn't have that. Lamar Jackson has a defense. Joe Burrow doesn't have that. Buffalo has a defense. But with his ball skills and what he has, you give him any kind of that defense.
I think you can make the argument, Steven. I appreciate the call. I think you can make the argument that he's got the best wide receiver duo in football with Higgins. I almost called him Tiggins. T. Higgins and Jamar Chase. But it'll be interesting, man. I think the quarterback discussion gets a lot more interesting if Pat Mahomes is able to secure his third consecutive Super Bowl. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. I want to let you hear from the guy that I feel like honestly stole the show this past week out in New Orleans at the Super Bowl. Our guy, Jayden Daniels, the best of him from Radio Row next. one 800 636 1067, the number on the MGM at National Harbor Listener Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. Super Sunday in the National Football League. Super Bowl 59 slated for later on tonight. Eagles and Chiefs, second time in the past 3 years these two teams will lock horns for the Lombardi Trophy. If you're just now joining us, how bold was the statement that I just made? It is a bold one, but I mean it. And there's a ton of conviction behind what I said. Pat Mahomes has gotten off to one of the best starts that we've ever seen in a career at the quarterback position. I mean, it's been a masterclass to watch. 112 career starts in the regular season, 89-23 record. He's been to at least the conference championship in every year since he's taken over as a starter. The numbers in the postseason, out of this world to this point for Pat Mahomes. 20 career postseason starts. He's got a record of 17-3. Completed damn near 70% of his passes. Thrown for 5,600 yards. 43 touchdowns and just 8 picks. Damn near 600 yards rushing. And then 7 touchdowns on the ground. So Pat Mahomes has been the gold standard, in my opinion, at the quarterback position since he's taken over. I don't think anybody will argue with that. My thing tonight, man, if he is able to accomplish the feat of knocking off the Eagles, bringing Kansas City their third consecutive title, can we just take time to really understand what he is on the cusp of here? Three consecutive Lombardi trophies being hoisted. Metal Chris just walked in studio and just completely almost urined on myself. That was bad. Wow, you just scared me. But three consecutive championships for Pat Mahomes. Three consecutive championships. How can the discussion of greatest of all time? And then when you really crunch the numbers, the debate gets really interesting just from a numbers standpoint, because I think that's what we're arguing right now. That's the other thing that Mahomes has in his favor is the just raw passing numbers postseason and regular season. The debate gets interesting because Brady's passer rating was significantly lower throughout his career during the playoffs than it was during the regular season. Meaning, when the competition ratcheted up the most, right? When the competition got its stiffest, when the competitors and the opponent was his hardest, Brady didn't play well. And I think anybody that wants to argue that, go ahead. Fine by me. But you can't ignore what it is. Tom Brady is a much better regular season quarterback than he is a postseason quarterback. And the numbers back that up. So that to me is the difference here. And when you look at Mahomes on the flip side, all of his numbers in the postseason are significantly better than when he was in the regular season. So one guy, when the lights shine the brightest, plays his best ball. The other is kind of sometimey. And I know that is going to rub people the wrong way. And I know that is going to get people saying, what the hell does this guy know? Well, I'll tell you what I know. I know that through his first seven seasons as a starter, Tom Brady is better than Pat Mahomes in every statistical category. And tonight he's got the opportunity. I'm willing to dub him the greatest quarterback of all time. I can't wait to hear the discussion and debates this week on Sports Talk Radio about this, because I think it'll come up. I think it's only right that it comes up. Pat Mahomes has only lost three times in the postseason, and two of those losses came in overtime. The guy just doesn't lose. Death, taxes, and Pat Mahomes being in the conference championship.
Who were those two losses against? just got to throw it out there.
Tom Brady. Lost twice to Tom Brady. Pats and Bucks.
And Tom Brady was on the road in Kansas City.
Yes, he was.
So he beat Patrick Mahomes twice in Arrowhead at the time.
Something that doesn't happen. Talking about Pat losing at home. There's only one home playoff loss in Pat Mahomes' career. Or two home playoff losses, rather, in Pat Mahomes' career.
Joe Burrow was one of them.
And they come to Joe Burrow and Tom Brady. So we'll see what ultimately happens. My money, if you can't tell, I'm leaning towards Kansas City, but maybe my opinion shifts by the end of this show. A lot more to get to as we take you up to 12:15 here on this abbreviated Sunday afternoon edition of Overtime. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick time out when we come back. As promised, I will let you hear from Jaden Daniels for this past week down at Radio Row. And I'll tell you what I think he accomplished this week down at Radio Row. It's next. 1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Listing Lounge. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. I will take you up to 12:15. Caps hockey coming up on the other side of myself, OV, and the fellas. At home before they go on their four seasons break. They'll be off the next couple of weeks before returning to the road to take on the Pittsburgh Penguins. In the meantime, though, Alex Ovechkin, he's got business to handle. Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record, well within reach. If he scores tonight, it'd be five straight games lighting the lamp for the great eight. And then it would be number 880 for Alex Ovechkin as he continues to inch closer towards making history in what has been just a special season for the Washington Capitals. I know a lot of, the Commanders' regular season and postseason run has kind of taken, center stage here in our nation's capital, but I continue to want to give love to the Washington Capitals because I think anybody that followed this thing closely in the summer understood that, this is a little bit different in terms of how aggressive they were from a player acquisition standpoint. This is not your usual Washington Capitals that don't go out and spend money during free agency, that don't make, difference-making trades. You saw all of the above. And I think with all of those moves being looked at, I think there was a belief that, this would be a better team. This would be a team that could once again punch his ticket to the postseason. But if you would have told me that through the midway point of the season, they'd have the second most points in the NHL, I think I would have looked at you like you had two heads. And I think most folks would have felt that way. I think it's Alex Ovechkin continuing to score at the clip that he's scoring at. The play that they're getting in between the pipes from Logan Thompson has been phenomenal. I think defensively, you've started to see this group be more physical, get tougher, I feel like. And then the other part of this that I look at is you can't measure heart. You can't measure fight And when you look at the way this cap season is gone, they're going to find a way to get a point through hell or high water. They can be down 3 goals in the second period. They'll find a way to get to overtime. And we've seen it time and time again, just their effort in continuing to play to the final whistle. I know it may seem cliche, and it may seem like, you know, I'm barely scratching the surface with it, but, like, that to me is what this Caps team is all about. They're in action once again this afternoon, 12:30 face-off. John Walton, Ken Sabrin on the call right here on The Fan. You can keep it locked on The Fan all day long. Westwood One's coverage of Super Bowl 59 coming up a little bit later on tonight. I'll give you my official Super Bowl prediction before we get out of here. But this was Super Bowl week. Our guy Grant Paulson was down at Radio Row. B. Mitch and Finley were down at Radio Row. And it is on my bucket list. For anyone that's listening, wink, wink, making it down to Radio Row is on your boy's bucket list because of all the different folks you get to potentially interact with. And because our quarterback, Jaden Daniels, is that damn good, as Triple H would say. Because he is that damn good, he was up for Offensive Rookie of the Year. He was also up for Moment of the Year. He captured both of those awards. And he had to be down there in New Orleans. It was sort of like a homecoming for Jaden Daniels as he played his college football at Baton Rouge over at LSU. But seeing him interact with all of the different media members on Radio Row, maybe I'm hyperbolizing it, but, like, it kind of made my heart beat different. It made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. You know why? This young man has all of the character traits. He has the mental makeup to be the face of the National Football League. And that's what I left this week saying about Jaden Daniels. I left this week saying, damn, this kid's going to be the face of the league. He is a star in his own right. The way he carries himself, the way he works, the way that nothing is too big for him, the humility that he displays, it doesn't get much better than this, man. And some people get ticked off and annoyed by this. He's got his mama right by his side the entire time. Some people are going to get annoyed by it. I think it's what's best for business. She knows JD5 better than anybody. Literally better than anybody. So the fact that she is always by his side, and he was down there this week on behalf of Invisalign, got both of their smiles hooked up. How about that? The fact that she is by his side, I trust that he is going to continue to make good decisions. He's going to continue to keep the main thing the main thing. And based off of hearing him talk this week, man, he's sick about not playing in this game. Vic, you mentioned it to me before the show started, and I guess until now I didn't really take it into account because I guess I was just happy to be there. We were 60 minutes away, 4 quarters of football away. Us, the Commanders, from punching our ticket to the big game.
Make it 53 minutes because they had a 3-0 lead on the first drive. 53, 8-minute drive that only ended in a field goal, but 53 minutes or so away.
We were there.
And then Saquon on one play dashed our hopes.
Yeah. The fumbles obviously killed us as well, but to your point, I mean, 60 minutes away, 4 quarters away, however you want to slice it, everybody that I continue to hear speak to Jaden Daniels on Radio Row and then hearing folks locally, it's really hard to get back there. It's really hard to get back there. And that's what this offseason is about. That's why I consider it the most pivotal offseason of the rebuild. They got to get back to the top of the mountaintop. They got to get back to the NFC Championship game. They got to get a step further than the NFC Championship game. That's why this offseason is so pivotal. How can you add talent on the offensive side, on the defensive side, through the draft, through free agency, via trade? Wink, wink. I want to let you hear from the quarterback, though. Jaden Daniels out at Radio Row. He gave some really good insight into a couple of relationships that he has within the organization. He talked about the relationship between he and offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. Take a listen.
If you know Cliff, like, Cliff is the coolest guy ever. Like,
always? Even always. In game, too?
Always. Fashionable. In game, he kind of gets, like, he might get a little pissed off. He might get a little ramped up and stuff like that. But other than that, man, Cliff is cool. Like, on a daily basis, you could go to Cliff and talk to him about anything. there was times like me and Cliff, like we'll practice something, and like if I didn't like it, like I go to Cliff's office. I'm not gonna do it in person, but I'll go like his office, be like, hey Cliff, I don't like that. Like that gotta go. Yeah. Like cut that. And we might have like a little debate of like, oh no, I think it'll work through this, and then I'll be like, all right, I'll give you one more try. And if I didn't like it, or like he didn't like it, it looked right, he's cutting stuff out the playbook.
Love that.
Cause I knew Cliff prior, like, cause when I was at ASU, he was at Arizona. So like we crossed paths a couple times, but I just knew like we had that relationship, and as we built it, he was like, hey, like you can come to me, like if you don't like something, like just let me know. And I was like, all right, bet. And there was sometimes or it's like, we'll practice something. I'm like, yeah, Cliff, I don't like it. Like, this got to go.
Jaden Daniels, tell it how a T.I. is when it comes to his relationship with offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury. And first of all, he should have won Assistant Coach of the Year. I think it's a travesty that he didn't. When you think about Cliff's impact on this offense, and Jaden Daniels in particular, the ability to scheme guys open that are of lesser talent. Alameda Zacchaeus, Jamison Crowder turning back the clock to his Redskins 1.0 days. Like it was cool to see, man. And I think as we continue to go throughout this offseason, you'll hear more folks internally come out and speak about just how influential Cliff Kingsbury was to the success of this offense. There's a clip circulating around there. I think it was Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler on NFL Live. I mean, couldn't stop gloating about, you know, Cliff Kingsbury and what he's meant. And Jaden mentioned it. It's one thing, man, to be a player's coach, but you also got to be able to hold guys accountable as well. I think that's where a lot of players' coaches miss the boat, so to speak. You can be all buddy-buddy, but you got to know who you can pat on the back and who you got to put your foot up the ass. Like, that's how I look at it. It's about having that discernment. And I think Cliff does a really good job of doing that. Maybe he didn't understand that when he was the head coach of the Cardinals because he couldn't get Kyler to lock in and focus. So I think it's interesting. Here's another thing that Jaden Daniels set out on Radio Row. I know we all hear Jaden and Bobby Wagner give each other crap about any and everything, from playing basketball to reading to speed. But what I don't think we take into account is how genuine that relationship is. You cannot see Jaden Daniels out in the DMV without Bobby Wagner by his side. The relationship that those two have been able to cultivate, it was influential and key to Jaden Daniels' rookie season.
Tell me about that.
That's like a big brother to me. So it's like a big brother, little brother dynamic. But, you know, I still give him trash. I still talk trash to him. But we challenge each other, so I think that's probably the biggest thing and the best thing in our relationship.
Does he give you any books to read, or does he give you...
He said I don't read books, so I told him that I do read books, but, you know, allegedly he said I don't read books.
What's the one thing you've sort of, maybe a specific thing you've picked off of him?
How he takes care of his body. It was one time that we got back late and... But from a game, and he was like, hey, let's go get in the cold tub. And it's probably like 2 o'clock in the morning.
2 in the morning, yeah. Everybody got to the facility and went home?
Nah, people went home from the airport, stuff like that. Get back to the facility, you go home, and he was like, hey, nah, let's get in the tub. So that's probably the biggest thing where it's like, okay, that's how he takes care of everybody. That's how he goes from moving forward and starting his week off right.
Jaden Daniels giving us the secret sauce as to how Bobby Wagner is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Preparation, taking care of your body. And I'm telling you, man, for Dan Quinn to be able to land Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz, on the field they may not be what they once were, but off the field, invaluable. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. One final segment here on this Sunday afternoon edition of Overtime. Caps Hockey coming up on the other side. My official big game preview. It's next. Welcome back. It's Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. Take you up to about 12:15. Caps Hockey coming up on the other side. They are at home taking on the Utah Hockey Club. Caps looking to make it 3 in a row. Alex Ovechkin looking to make it 5 consecutive games with a goal as he searches for goal number 880 coming up here this afternoon, continuing to pursue Wayne Gretzky's all-time goal-scoring record. He's on pace to get it done by the end of the regular season, sometime in the month of March. We'll see whether or not the Grade 8 can keep pace. John Walton, Ken Sabourin on the call coming up here in about 10 minutes or so right here on The Fan. If you're over on, listen, you can listen over on the Team 980 to get your appetizer, your preview for Super Bowl Sunday. Maryland basketball in action right now. They take on Rutgers, two of the best three players in the country, Ace Bailey, Dylan Harper, two star-studded freshmen taking on the Terps. Terps came into this week ranked 18th in the country. They lost to Ohio State on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, and it was an ugly one. Derek Queen, six missed free throws, and it was one of those games where you saw another Kevin Willard team collapse in the second half. We'll see if they can right their wrongs here this afternoon in College Park against a young but star-studded Rutgers basketball team. Super Bowl coming up, though, tonight, man. Super Bowl was out in New Orleans this week. It'll be in Vegas before you know it. You know what else is out in Vegas? The college basketball tournament. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It is the Slam Dunk in Vegas on 106.7 The Fan. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends. And check this out. $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier viewing destination for sports, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to 106.7 The Fan for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each and every day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest, so everybody's involved. For more details, go to odyssey.com/slamdunk. The worst thing about this contest, and this is a tremendous contest, so there's nothing bad about it, it's not eligible to employees. So if you win, just remember all the entertaining nights me and you had. If you win, remember all the good call-in discussions we had. Take your boy out to Las Vegas. Three friends, $20,000. What could possibly go wrong? Sounds like a damn good time. It'll be a good time for your boy tonight if Kansas City is able to come away with the Super Bowl. I was thinking about it like this. This is the last chance for me to potentially get rich off the National Football League. There's no more sports betting opportunities in the NFL after tonight. I saw someone, and this is what I'm going to do next year. I saw someone make a ticket in the offseason where they predicted Offensive Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, and MVP. It was $15 for $700. I couldn't believe it. That guy knew something about ball. We talked about it a little bit during the week. Dan Quinn snubbed as the Coach of the Year. I'm going to reserve my comments, but just know that Dan Quinn was clearly more deserving than the actual winner in Kevin O'Connell. I understand it's a regular season award, and if it is a regular season award, Dan Quinn took his team from 4 wins to 12 wins. So clearly there's something in the DQ juice. Big game coming up tonight, though. Eagles and Chiefs, second matchup in 3 years between these two teams. Looking at it from the gambler's standpoint, I actually was a little bit surprised by this when I saw the line. Philadelphia, 1.5-point underdogs, if you use the line over at FanDuel Sportsbook. They're underdogs in this matchup. The over-under set at 48.5. I expect it to be a relatively low-scoring Super Bowl. I don't think there are going to be a lot of points scored. These are two really good defenses and two pass rushes that can get after the opposing quarterback. I think it comes down to who has the football last. If Pat Mahomes and company can have the football last, they're probably going to win this game. If Hurts and the Eagles have the football last, they probably are going to win this game. The X factor in this matchup, to me, is going to be DeVonta Smith. I mentioned it, three straight games against Kansas City, DeVonta has gone over 100 yards. Can Steve Spagnuolo and this Chiefs defense keep him in check? We know A.J. Brown's going to get his targets. We know DeVonta Smith's going to get his targets. Can they limit Smith, though? And how do they choose to go about trying to limit Smith? First and foremost, if you're Kansas City, it's about stopping the run. Can you force Jalen Hurts the company to get into third and long situations, and it starts by winning first and second down. Can George Karlaftis and Nick Bolton and Willie Gay and Chris Jones, can they have their way up front with this Philadelphia Eagles offensive line? Easier said than done. They're fully healthy heading into this one. They were a little nicked up heading into the conference championship game. They're fully healthy today. I think Philly has the advantage up front. They are better up front than Kansas City is. For my money, the Eagles offensive line, the best of the National Football League. But I still think the best player on Kansas City's defense, Chris Jones, he is going to have an impact. Going up against Mekhi Becton, going up against Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, can Chris Jones be a game wrecker and be a force? I think he can. Perimeter runs are what killed Washington going up against Philadelphia. I don't see Kansas City having that issue with George Karlaftis setting as strong of an edge as anybody in the National Football League. On the flip side, for Kansas City, on the offensive side of the football, the past couple of weeks against Houston and against Buffalo, you were able to get Kareem Hunt going in the run game. And I think Isaiah Pacheco is going to be a bigger part of today's game plan. Kansas City, one way to keep that Philadelphia pass rush at bay and not allow them to pin their ears back and go get you is if you can have balance offensively. If you're not just going to drop Pat back 40-plus times, I think they can have a real opportunity to move the football against this group. We saw Washington do it. I think Kansas City can replicate that same game plan. I'm looking at Travis Kelce in this one as well. The Eagles gave up over 100 yards receiving to Zach Ertz in the NFC Championship game. Can Travis Kelce capitalize on that in a game in which many people believe may be the final game of his Hall of Fame career? So we'll see how well Pat Mahomes and company are able to move the football. Vegas likes Kansas City. I like Kansas City. I think it's a low-scoring game, lower scoring than maybe you all are anticipating. I like Kansas City 23-20 over the Philadelphia Eagles. I think it's a barn burner. I think both of these defenses show off. Chris Jones considered the best defensive tackle in football. I think Jalen Carter has a big, big performance coming up tonight as well. I'm with you Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 10 right here on The Fan for overtime. We'll have a bunch of different guests stop by. We'll start our off-season preview as well. We'll recap every position on the Commanders and then look at how they can address it in the offseason. Caps hockey coming your way next.